knowledge in your scene, how do you work through what you all saw?
Honestly, day game traveled day game, and it showed. Guys are at 18 in a row, and you can see it, you can feel it, no excuse. But they're playing through it. Today it showed. It was hard to get anything going offensively.
How do you rally through that? You have one more to go in the stretch for the 2 off days. How do you sort of boot it for one day and push through it?
Yeah, that's what we're here for. You're professionals. You wake up, you get your body ready, and you go. We're all going to have to do that. Today was a tough one. But unfortunately, we weren't able to get anything going. Big part of our group being able to do what they've done over the last stretch is they've gone every day. And part of that is 19 in a row is real. But we got one more tomorrow. We got to rally and figure out a way to win tomorrow and then get those 2 off days.
Ollie, to get back in the race, how much did you have to kind of push, play guys maybe on days when you didn't want to because you're trying to get back in this thing?
Yeah, we dug ourselves a hole in April, and then you got 19 in a row in that combination. You got to go, and the guys wanted to go. That's the big part. They wanted to gain ground and do that in May, and they did it. Now we got to finish tomorrow with a win and then get those 2 days off and then keep rolling. I thought the velo was up. Sinker was good. A lot of swing and miss on the sinker, over 40% whiff on that. A lot of good change-ups. And then mixed in the slider, which is something he's been working on in combination with the curveball. So overall, I think that was actually a productive outing for him.
You just spoke about needing to see Steven Matz being comfortable in that situation. Do you feel like he felt that today?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him, but it sure seemed like it. Got ready quick, got in there, did his job, gave us a chance. So overall, kind of like what we saw, the tick up in velo and the swing and miss on that pitch was pretty good. Yeah, once I get out of here, I'll sit with him and see how he's feeling. Right now, what I've been told is just hit his back when he ran to the wall there, and then day-to-day at the moment. But I haven't sat down and actually talked to him yet. The inning before?
Yeah.
Yes, correct. Definitely related to it. He came in the dugout, got a little bit of work done, took some swings underneath, felt like he can go, went out there, and it kind of just ran down his back and down his leg a little bit. So, yeah.
Ollie, how do you evaluate the Adam Wainwright start today?
Pretty good. Traffic and some non-plays drove the pitch count up, but overall gave us a shot. Yeah, did what he needed to do to keep us in the game, navigated some traffic there. We could have played a little better defense behind him, but overall, he gave us a chance. Pitch count wasn't driven enough. He can give you 6 there. Yeah.
Well, you got one game before 2 days off, but center field, are you okay with Mercado having just the one option, I guess, in center field?
Yeah, I'm going to sit down with Newt and see how he feels. But once we evaluate that, then we'll have a better sense of what tomorrow looks like.